Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, a victory reaction Monday. On this Monday, 16-13 was the score. We've talked a lot about it. We're going to keep talking about it. And I want to do it through this lens. I want to see what you had in the margins of your notes there, John Lopez. Let's do a little OG's passing thoughts.
All right, let's start before the game. Dameon Pierce inactive.
That's right.
Thoughts?
I mean, makes sense.
Is that it?
Makes sense.
I forgot about that. And you play it all the time. Is that it?
For
here?
I think so.
Figgy?
I think so. Well, here's the thing, right?
Figgy's... Clearly, Figgy is on the other side, or at least wants to be.
I mean, Nick Chubb is limited in what he still has in a future context, and we're not talking about this year, but like in the next year, do you anticipate Nick Chubb being a part of this running back room? I don't know.
It's hard to say.
I should,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joe Mixon. If he's
you can't count on
if he's back healthy, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You can't
say, oh, for sure.
So with those being question marks, I think Woody Marks is clearly obviously going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to acquire another running back via draft, via trade? Like, with that being the case, it might just be, all right, well, there's your Dameon Pierce. But outside of like, hey, this is just a dude that we have on our roster to run the football, yeah, man, I feel like they might have actually given up the idea that he's going to be an impactful running back for him.
Yeah, I'm kind of out of the Dameon Pierce bit. Sorry, Andre. But I don't know. When I saw that, I wasn't surprised. I don't be surprised anymore to see him inactive or active. At that point, I'm just kind of like, whatever.
I think you're out of the Dameon Pierce business, all due respect. He's been on this show. He's been a great dude to have and all that. But the main reason, not just that he's inactive, it's that they tried to make him that guy this year. Like, they've tried to put him on the field, and it wasn't effective again. You know?
They put him on the field a lot of years.
Yeah.
And it wasn't nearly the effect that you wanted, so no.
Yeah. So, all right, here's another passing thought, and you just got to put it bluntly. What the hell was D'Amico thinking? Why are you winning the toss and taking the ball?
The argument that I came to in my head that sounds good generally football-wise is we want to establish the tone. We want to get out there with the offense, go and score quickly, and immediately apply pressure. And that's that's the immediate follow-up.
Based on what?
That just vibes, hope.
Yeah. But,
like, I'm like, with the defense that you have, you win the toss, defer.
With the defense you have, you can gain momentum by a turnover or a big sack and shortening the field.
You know,
like, if you're playing the odds, all right? First of all, just in general, you defer. Unless you are...
And I was about to say, is that law at this point?
Yes.
In essence.
Unless the Texans suddenly became the greatest show on turf, you just defer, period, point blank.
And what's funny is, they got down there, And honestly, it's kind of because the Titans wanted you to, right? Like, you were about to be off the field, and then you punt the football, and Jeffrey Simmons is like, hold on there. I would like to give you a penalty and give you some free yardage, and then you can keep going. And then you get to a place where you have a ball that can't get reeled in or what have you. Then you waste the challenge. But, like, you almost still even got the opportunity to have that, but it was just excruciating the way it happened. And just logically, it's not something you could do or you should do. And yet, a number of times where they do things that feel like they counter what is the commonly held belief in football circles.
I really feel that what came into play here was that mentality, the swarm, the attitude, the Tommy Togiai, you know, sort of that's the mold of player we want. I really feel like D'Amico was thinking, you know, I got an idea.
Let's go establish
I got
the
an
tone.
Idea. Let's do something big with the offense. I'm with you in terms of the idea, but that idea has, compared to the defense making a big play, like I said, even if you don't create a turnover, just a three and out. Just a three and out, you probably have better field position and momentum early on, you know?
Yeah, I just do the logical thing. Give yourself, maximize the opportunities that you have. Literally, maximize the possessions. You're not probably going to get fewer possessions going the way that they did.
Yeah. All right, another passing thought here. I know you guys noticed this. Chris Myers, and he was calling the game with Mark Schlereth, he sounded like he would rather be having a root canal.
Correct.
Than calling this game.
He's not very pleased.
Like, the subtle things he was saying is like, not a lot of offense. We'll see if anything gets going here in the next.
I kind of appreciated it, man. Like, don't front for me. Look, I'm here. We are all here together, right? Because if you go and actually look at the map of where this game was broadcast, it is home. It is home territory, baby. We are not. If you were playing Risk, you weren't picking up no additional territory. It is quite
a little bitty dot.
It was Houston and surrounding areas, and not even the fullness of Tennessee. In fact, they were talking about this in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. The idea that the Tennessee Titans have been so bad that they're losing the influence that they should have in the rest of Tennessee and the surrounding areas to other teams that are infringing upon what should be their fan base. Because it was literally just Middle Tennessee. It wasn't nobody else watching this football game.
Little bitty dot.
So unless you were chained to this game by fandom or work, you were not watching this football game. And so, go ahead and talk about it like that, Chris. That's how we all feel.
Hey, salute to B. Scott, too. He tweeted something like, I almost nodded off during this game.
Yeah.
I actually almost nodded off right in the last two posts.
That's why I came up here to the Live Lounge. I like coming up here, watching with the fellas, getting their insight. But also, they kept me accountability on these eyelids staying up.
I'm not lying, man. At halftime, I was like, I was telling my wife, she's like, well, you know, to ask about the game, I said, I have to watch the second half. Not I want to, not I'm excited to. Like, I have to watch the second half. I mean, obviously it got better, but he was awesome. Chris Myers, like,
Yeah, they were just
we're
like,
here, you're here.
Bad teams.
Let's make the most of it.
Let's do it.
So another passing thought here. Shout out to Matthew Wright, man. I mean, just...
We haven't talked about this.
We have
redemption arc, right?
Yes.
Redemption story.
I mean, just and against one of his many former teams. Look,
he can't be the guy that's like revenge game, because he'd be revenging all the damn time
against everybody. But like, this is no small task that he did. I mean, you know, pretty crucial kicks was, you know, dang near perfect. You know, I know, you know, there was the clang and all that stuff, but
that's what I was going to say. And that's a 31 yarder, right? If we were at all, I still don't know what his deal is, right? I got to find it out. And it seems like if D'Amico is right, his service might come to an end.
Yeah.
Matthew Wright, as Kyahmi Fairbairn, they're hoping to have him back for the Thursday night game versus the Bills. But I don't know what his deal is, why he keeps bouncing around, because if you look at the numbers, ostensibly he's a pretty good kicker.
Have you looked at his career numbers? They're good.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
And the only thing, he's like 7-11 from like 50.
That's
50
gotta
plus.
Be it. Yeah.
But it's like, even then, that's not terrible, no. Right? Those are long kicks. So you would imagine, like, hey, this is a dude who makes kicks when you ask him to for the most part. And yeah, he just keeps bouncing around. And then 31 yarder and clank, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's why, but that's going to be why here.
But then now you're like, okay, thank you for your service. You know, I mean, he got a game ball and everything else.
He sure did. And you know what? He deserved it, right? Because again, I asked myself when they actually not myself. I asked it out loud to Sean and Clint as we're watching this game, and I'm like, does that change the way D'Amico Ryans calls this game? Because D'Amico Ryans typically leans into allowing his kicker to kick. Now, of course, there's a comfort with Kaimi
yeah.
that you want to lean into. But after missing a 31-yarder, does that make it so that in a 4th-and-2 situation, they go, yeah, we're not kicking this, we're going for it, right? And then they got to a point where ultimately the circumstance made them kick.
I think they had confidence.
And I think they did too.
Yeah.
And I think they did too.
And again, you know, the bad part is now it's like, hell, he may be out of the building already. You know, who knows? Because Kaimi's going to be back, according to D'Amico, if you heard him on our show earlier. But it's like, thank you for your service. Appreciate it. Game ball.
Now, what a rough game, man.
Hit the road.
Thanks for coming out. Yeah, you can go ahead and grab you some towels or something on your way out as a commemorative.
Soaps.
Yeah, something like that.
He literally got a parting gift. That's it. All right. Another passing thought here. Jalen Knoll still needs more targets. Still needs them. He needs to get. They need to bring in
18
more.
Snaps, if memory serves. Yep. Like it felt like we went backwards here.
Yeah.
And D'Amico asked about it, and his answers on this question in particular getting under my skin a little bit. The idea of I want to see him on the field too, as if you're not the man in charge.
You're the head coach, man.
You can affect this.
Yeah.
Right?
You said, I want to throw the ball to Nico Collins 20 times, and then what happened? They throw it to him at least 20 times in the last couple of games.
I feel like you could affect this, but ultimately, like, what he's getting to is situations or whatever make this happen, and I'm like, hey, man, that's all fine and good. I saw a number of times where they got Christian Kirk out here, and his yards per route run is abysmal. He is dropping passes in instances where you got to have it, and if I'm going to be entirely honest, and I'm trying to be careful about this because I'm not no route running specialist, his routes don't look all that clean.
Yeah, they don't. They really don't. I'm quite surprised. I thought he'd be a really big addition. But, again, that speaks to Jalen Knoll. Well,
and so I'm like, I hear the idea, and I think we might, you know, the idea of being consistent and trustworthy, I think, is of a great value to D'Amico Ryans. And maybe that's why you lean into veterans as much as he tends to do. But it feels like, hey, man, I think Jalen Knoll could do that job, like, flat out better. Not even just like, oh, Jalen Knoll might give you something that Christian. No, I think he could just do the job better right now, at least off of what I saw on Sunday.
I totally agree. He needs it. And by the way, D'Amico, I think it was on Texans All Access, said no more rookies. You know, these guys aren't rookies anymore. Okay.
Well, then,
okay.
what was the mantra that we came up with a few weeks back?
Yeah.
Like, be loyal to the production. And right now, the production says, put Jalen Knoll on that field, big dog. Like, and not even just, hey, it's five wide, so now Jalen Knoll can be on as Christian Kirk is also. No. Take Christian Kirk off the field, put Jalen Knoll on the field. Yeah. Like, it's just that. It feels like more and more we're compiling evidence to that answer. Mm-hmm. And the more we compile evidence to that, the more that they seesaw up and down, getting closer and further away. It's like we're playing hot and like a red light, green light or something, or hot and cold. It's like, oh, you're getting hotter. Oh, now you're going colder. Come on, come close. Come back. Oh, you're getting hotter again.
Speaking of D'Amico, this is a much bigger conversation to have at some point. You touched on it in the last segment, but I'm legitimately starting to kind of worry about just general game management. From how we started this segment with, you know, taking the ball to the Christian Kirk review, which, by the way, he directly put it on the guys upstairs today.
Yes.
Like, directly. Like, so that they saw something that I didn't see, I think is how he put it, or something like that. Nevertheless, something needs to be fixed, because just general game management is just, I'm not going to say awful, but it's not good, and it hasn't improved.
And the thing about it is, in a game like this, you can overcome it. In a number of regular season games, you can overcome it. When the games get real tight and when it's cold, you get to December, you get to January, you get to playoffs, those are things that can end your season where, you know, it's small things that are differences in games. There's a number of games that we could think of playoff-wise where it's like, oh, yeah, that one play that we all think of, that was, right? Like, was it 13 seconds? Is that the play, the game between the Chiefs and the Bills? Yeah. We could think of the missed pass interference that happens between, who was that? Was that Rams and Vikings?
Saints
and Vikings, thank you. Yeah. The whole Louisiana was mad, right? We could think of little instances where it's one play that changes the game.
Mm-hmm.
How much more so could it be a management decision that is the difference between the Texans rolling on in a playoff circumstance or going home? Like, this needs to be rectified. Needs to.
Yeah. One more for you. I honestly, hand to God, this is part of a confession, I guess. I had no idea I would be this in on Trent Brown at tackle.
You're really locked in there?
I'm locked in. Trent Brown at right tackle. Because it just gives you the options, man. It gives you the option. I think Jared Patterson has been more than fine. You give Titus Howard, he can play, and pretty much has proved he can play anywhere on the line. Go back to the very early on training camp preseason. We want to put our best five out there. I think we know the best five, man. Put them out there.
This is really bad on Blake Fisher, man.
Oh, God, yes.
Man, that's the only thing I keep thinking time you think about Trent Brown playing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he was a second round pick, man.
He's not the only player that you go, is this bad for him, right? Mm-hmm. Blake Fisher won. Is Juice Scruggs also in this situation?
I think Juice Scruggs, I don't know who he made mad. Who did he tick off? Because I don't think he hasn't been great all the time. But, boy, he's not getting any looks.
He was a second-round pick, too, man.
Yeah, he's not getting any looks.
He didn't work out at center.
Yeah.
Like, you had somebody else that was drafted way after you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
the thing. Played better center than you.
There's two positions where he is being overlooked right now. And to be fair, I don't rate the evaluation offensively for this team at this point. I'm going to just be flat out that way. So the idea that, well, this person beat that person out, and so that says something about them, not that sure. Mm-hmm. However, there's two positions, center and left guard, where they're playing somebody over him where I go, oh, interesting. Because Jake Andrews at center? Let me be nice. Jarrett Patterson at left guard? Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fine. I'm not trying to knock him, but those are two places where
Jake Andrews should not be playing center.
I would prefer it if he wasn't either. Because there was another couple of plays where you go, oh, that's number 60 in the quarterback's lap. There it is.
Yeah, there it is. That happens every week. It really does.
It really truly does. Now, he might be part of the reason why everybody's on the same page and they're able to get things done. And maybe that's the trade-off there. But it's hard to ignore the fact that he be getting pushed.
Yeah.
He does get pushed sometimes. All right. Those are some passing thoughts here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. All that being said, still one. 16-13, 5-5. That's really the biggest, especially this year. You look across the league at how many teams that are, I guess, were supposed to ostensibly be good, and you look at them and you go, "Ooh, I didn't feel good after that game," even if they did win, right? The Eagles, one of those teams you're talking about, against the Lions, where they got a 16-6 victory. Was that the final?
19-6,
something like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
And you looked up and I was like, I didn't think they looked all that good in it.
Yeah.
Just win, baby, at this point, especially as you're fighting to try and get yourself to the playoffs, and that's exactly what they did. 16-13 over the Titans. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, and we hang things off to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got, man?
Yeah, so I got a story about a sister who wanted to change pretty much places with her twin sister to avoid going to jail.
Hmm.
Plus, imagine going to a kickback. Somebody invites you over to a house, and they charge you at the door.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay, let's go through that. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. Remember back in training camp when the prankster John Lopez got Reggie with the whole Hannah and Joanna switcheroo?
Okay. First of all, I'm not a prankster. I just thought that
you are. You're the official prankster. You are a prank correspondent on this show.
I'm sorry. Let me ask a question. Everybody in this, by a show of hands, who on this program has used a rubber animal to prank a loved one of theirs? Anybody? Any hands?
You mean a rat?
Yeah.
A rubber rat?
Is that an animal?
I ain't pointing no elbows.
There it is. I would like the record to show, Your Honor, that the hand of John Lopez was raised.
Yeah.
Yeah, you the prankster.
Not
That's
really.
You.
It was just funny. Yeah. But yes, we do remember that.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, Reggie couldn't really tell Hannah and Joanna apart.
Mm-hmm. And to be fair, that is a common thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's totally. I was the same way, man. Mm-hmm. I was the same way early on. I didn't know who was who, mm-hmm. and it would get confusing. Now it's not so confusing. But remember they actually told the story. I think y'all asked when was the last time they did something like that.
Yeah.
And they said, I can't remember which one it was.
They switched roles. Basically.
Yeah, they switched roles remember, because yeah. a guy wanted to take one of them out on a date.
Yeah.
And one of them didn't want to do it, so they switched roles.
Yeah.
But apparently this happened, but it was kind of on a more serious note.
Uh-oh.
So here is a story about a woman who tried to get her twin sister to switch places with her after she crashed her car into a Amish buggy.
Oh, my goodness.
And, oh, no.
Yeah, so this is the story. This is what happened, courtesy of Inside Edition.
These identical twins are trying to pull a fast one. Samantha Peterson crashed into a horse-drawn buggy where the local Amish community shuns motor vehicles and modern technology. The accident left two children dead and injured two others.
Are they injured? Are they talking?
Oh, yeah. There's one laying in the road even.
Instead of owning up to what she had done, Samantha called her twin sister, Sarah, to rush to the scene of the accident. What happened next is something you only see in the movies. Samantha asked her twin to switch places with her and falsely tell police that she was the one behind the wheel when the tragedy occurred.
All right, so before we get to the second part, what do you think why do you think that the twin sister called the other sister to try to switch?
I was going to say why, though, because ultimately one of y'all still going to get in trouble. But I feel like this means the first one, because I don't remember her name, Samantha, is that it? She got a record.
Yeah.
Like she has something on her record. Mm-hmm. That's a problem.
Yeah.
And so she's like, well, we gonna let the other one pick up this mm-hmm. one, because you got a clean sheet on you.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what really happened. This is the reason why she called the other twin sister.
Okay.
Why the switch? Because 37-year-old Samantha Peterson was high on meth.
Oh!
They might have gotten away with it, except for this. The twins were placed in the backseat of a cop car, and audio captured them cooking up the plot to deceive detectives.
There's no way they would ever know the difference between the two of us.
Law enforcement had left the recording device on so that we were able to overhear them talking about how they were exchanging identities at the scene. One of them had changed clothes, so they would have very similar clothes.
Samantha also texted a coworker right after the crash. I just killed two Amish people. They were kids. I made Sarah come there and take the fall for it so I wouldn't go to prison. And she Googled, if you hit a buggy and kill two people, are you going to prison? Samantha has just pled guilty to criminal vehicular homicide. A judge in Fillmore County, Minnesota, sentenced her to 4 years in prison. Her sister didn't get away with it either. She got 3 months for aiding and abetting.
This is like everything I should do wrong.
Yes.
Let me do this right now.
Yes. Clearly someone did not watch The Wire, because one of the lessons that you can easily take away is don't take notes on a criminal conspiracy. And in a way, she took digital notes. How are you going to send a text?
She was Googling. She was Googling. Yeah. She was texting.
She didn't even Google in a generic way. She Googled the exact situation.
She texted somebody, I killed two Amish kids.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm going to make my sister, Sarah, whatever her name is, take the fall for it.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, and, oh, by the way, let me Google what will happen if I hit two Amish people. Will I go to jail or not?
What is ChatGPT saying?
Oh, yeah. By the way, while we in the back of this police car, let me tell you what we're going to do to try to get out of this.
Yeah, and police cars are never, you know, they never have, like, recording devices or anything.
Well, to be fair, she was high on meth. You know what I mean? Like, that, apparently she was not in her normal state. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
That is the epitome of dumb.
Yeah, that was a lot going on right there, man.
I feel very strong that Hannah and Joanna never got themselves in such a situation.
Yeah. Yeah, and you were complaining.
About what?
About the old switcheroo there.
I wasn't complaining about the switcheroo. I was complaining about you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's the Mixtape and the Loot Sports Radio 610. You got Thanksgiving and all that stuff coming up soon.
I can't wait.
I think it's next week, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is. It's coming up really fast.
Yeah. And just in case you might be thinking about going over to some family house, might want to take your wallet just in case. They might be charging at the door.
What?
Yeah, so I was listening to, ran across this clip from Manee and Lauren Morning Show. It's the Manee and Lauren Morning Show on a station called Kiss 95.1 in Charlotte.
Okay.
And they had an interesting conversation just about cheap stuff random people do or just random stuff.
Right.
And here is Steve talking about a story he ran across in an article. And somebody called in relating to this very thing.
So one of the ones that we read from the article said that my brother and his wife invited our family to their house for game night. And they received a text from the brother prior, like on their way over, saying that it'd be $25 per couple. I LOL'd it. And he said, no, I'm serious. So like if you're going to someone's house for an event, you can sometimes get charged. And you know about this firsthand?
I do.
Tell us.
So I have an aunt who charges for Thanksgiving dinner $10 a person. And she also puts out a tip jar. But when people offered to bring a potluck dish, she refused because she wanted to do the cooking herself.
She wants to work for the tips.
Yes, exactly.
A tip jar.
That is amazing, Jessica. Do you go to Auntie's house every year?
No.
No? Okay.
She
also charges for the family reunions, too, but she insists on throwing them every year, but she charges.
That's hard to swallow, unless it's going to, like, charity or something, you know, unless she's like, hey.
What?
And it's not. Okay.
Yeah.
I try to make
it. Her vacation.
Is it good, though? I mean, does Auntie make a good Thanksgiving dinner?
Vacation.
I mean, it's all right.
Okay. All right. Nothing to write home about.
Man.
This is real tough because Auntie in particular, she wildin'. Tip jar is insane.
Yeah.
Tip jar is insane. However, I do think, and I say this while raising my own personal hand, we be letting the people that host carry way too much of the burden a lot of these times. Like, I feel like it should be all right for you to put in to help the person who hosts, make this go. Now, when people offer to bring food, you should probably let them bring food.
But see, that's the thing, though. Like, first of all, she's offering to do the cooking all the time. And then on top of that, you got the tip jar out there and you not letting anybody else bring anything. So it's not like, oh, let me bring something to kind of offset me paying you the $10 or giving you some money. Let me bring something else.
Now,
and you're like, nah, I'm good. Nah, I'm good. I'm doing the cooking.
Hold on.
The only place where I feel like Auntie might have a point. Who is supposed to be bringing this food instead of paying? Because, you know, not everybody in your family is allowed to cook. And it's not everybody in your family is allowed to cook everything. It might have been the person who's like, yeah, I'll make the mac and cheese. Don't you bring no mac and cheese in this house. Don't do it.
What are we doing here, man?
Yeah.
This is not hard.
What's not hard about
this
it?
This is not hard at all. You take on the burden of being the host. That means you're taking on a bigger burden, period. And you don't.
Bigger burden, probably. But hey, you still got to put in.
But you don't ask anyone for anything. You don't ask anyone for anything.
Boo that.
And when they offer, you accept it. And then over time, you start to build like, oh, so-and-so is really good at the mashed potatoes. And so-and-so is really good at the green bean casserole. And so-and-so. And on down the line. And that's how it works. This is not hard. She's a horrible person that shouldn't be doing that.
Disagree.
I don't care about, you know, any burden that she has.
Put in.
That's the way it is. You do not put in.
Put in.
You might offer a dish. That's it.
And don't bring your little friends around here
and
to pick
a story.
Up place either.
That is a bad person.
I feel like she's doing too much with
too
this.
Much.
If this was like a friends, if this was like a Friendsgiving,
that's different.
Yeah, but nah, you being the auntie that's
family,
cooking for Thanksgiving,
man.
It's
the family.
You out there with the tip jar, man. Yeah.
Not all families are kind of caring. If y'all bring y'all asses over here and eat up all my food, put some down, man. You say that over time. You don't know if over time they just been over here cheapskates eating off of her food.
That's the burden you take on. If you're host, then say, you know what, I can't host anymore.
Yeah,
you know, money's getting tight. Somebody else do it, and then somebody else does it.
It's easy to say, hey, I did it these couple years. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. I ain't got no money.
Yeah,
I'm cool.
Rather than charging. For Thanksgiving, what are we doing?
All right, don't come to my house for Thanksgiving.
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So, Lopez, I called you the prankster of the show right here. Mm-hmm. You also are the official cook of Sports Radio 610, not just in the loop. You cook for everybody here
right
at some point. I want to know if this is a Texas way to cook steak.
Okay.
So this video been kind of going viral a little bit. And I guess I want to know if this is true or not, or is somebody just trolling right here?
Okay.
The best way to cook a steak is to do it how they do in Texas. You simply take your steak and you drop it into a pot of boiling water. Go ahead and add some bread as a side dish. From here, you want to go ahead and season it however you want. I like to use a little bit of garlic salt, just a touch of cream of tartar. This gives a nice visual effect for the water, and then I get some on the roll as well. Top it off with some ground up ginger. And then from here, I like to crack some fresh black pepper all around the back and just a little bit on top of the roll. From here, you want to go ahead and remove the steak after it starts to brown but still has some pink to it. You want to transfer that to a hot oiled pan, but be careful because water and oil don't mix. It will bubble and pop a bit, so just be cautious. From here, throw in about one knob of butter. Go ahead and flip it over after it's been cooking on that side for just a few minutes. Remove it and let it begin to dry, and then don't forget about your roll. You want to go ahead and take it out as well after it's been nice and cooked and set that to the side. You will see from here that after you do this and let your steak rest, you will have a steak cooked perfect, medium well, ready to enjoy.
Medium well, that's perfect. It's crazy.
Is this in prison or something?
I don't think I've ever heard, like, you usually, you know, the sound of cooking makes your mouth water. I don't think I've ever heard less appealing cooking sounds.
He had a pot full of boiling water, dropped the steak in there, and then dropped the actual bread roll inside of the boiling water too.
See,
it was just seasoning everything.
This is rage baiting. Like, I feel like there's a lot, especially cooking on the internet.
I hate that he put Texas on this one.
Yeah,
man.
Come on.
Like, who is? Come on, man.
He's rage baiting. He's rage baiting for engagement. And in this moment, he knows who are the people that would get the most upset about their names being on it. It's us.
Texas.
It's us.
Texans. He said, this is how they do it down there in Texas.
No, it's really not. At first, when he said the boiling water, I'm like, is he trying to make like a homemade, what do they call them, sous vide?
Sous vide.
Yeah, sous vide or whatever it is. But no, you got to have it in a bag for that so it doesn't get water all over it and all that other stuff.
Boy was dunking the steak. He was baptizing the steak.
Yeah, I'm like, what in the world? It didn't look pleasing either, by the way.
I got to see this video.
Yeah, I send it to you.
Don't send it to me. I don't want it.
All right, I got to give a special salute to myself for surviving the weekend.
God bless you.
My sister was here in town Saturday. We did a little Trill on Wheels. I don't know if you ever heard of Trill on Wheels, but they got like this bike, this motorized group bike thing where you just go around Third Ward and you bring your own bottle. So I had a little bottle with a little something.
All right.
Sipping, and we were just having a good time, man. So it was.
How much sipping you do?
I did a lot. I did a lot that day. Ended up going home. Kind of, we ended up hitting up Prospect Park just to get a little food.
Okay.
And then after that, we went to 5015, I want to say. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it's called. Drank some more. Ended up drinking a little too much. Ended up having them throw up that when I got home.
What?
So, yeah. Yeah,
I'm proud of you being able to admit that. I'm not secure enough to admit.
Yeah,
that.
I I'm kind of borderline. I don't think my family believe me, but I felt like it was from some of the food I had earlier because my stomach was already my stomach was bothering me a little bit, and then the alcohol didn't help.
No, never does.
Well, glad you're here on a Monday,
man. I didn't call off.
Glad you're here. On a Monday. All right. Somebody said, can you use the same water to boil your ribs and steaks? All right. Stop. Get off the text line. We're getting you out of the text line for that text alone. All right. Yeah. That's the mixtape. 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Rail 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media. If you have something that's mixtape worthy or just to send your regards for his long
boil
weekend.
Boil that steak, baby.
Don't do that. Please, please, please don't do that. All right. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. But first, you're done with the Titans for the year. How long do you think you're done with the Titans for just in general? I asked that to say. What did you see from Cam Ward? We'll talk about that more next. Reaction Monday. Victory Reaction Monday at that here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rolling with us on this Monday. Getting ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive, which we'll do here in a moment. How did you feel about Cam Ward in this game and just the Tennessee Titans, their future? Thankfully, you get the sweep on the year. I know you in particular very happy about that, and you're more happy about who's sad about that.
Yes.
But you get the sweep on the season. You get to get yourself to 500 overall. So you're done with the Titans for the season, but that immediately took my, well, not immediately, but eventually took my brain to, all right, when's the next time you'll see the Titans and what are they going to look like? Because again, that's a team that is pretty bereft of what's happened there. We talked about Jeffrey Simmons, mm-hmm. big Jeffrey Simmons, the defensive tackle that they got out to the outside rushing at times, which was a little scary, saying that this Texans team ain't better than them. And yes, they are.
Yeah, they are.
Yes, they are. But then for how long does that remain the case is the question I have. Because you look at elsewhere around the AFC South, and there's teams moving and shaking. The Colts have found a way to be a very good team this mm-hmm. year, at least relative to the rest of the National Football League. The Jaguars are in an interesting place where they've got possibilities.
Yeah.
What are the Titans right now?
Yeah, the Titans are garbage. And I,
well, all right, wrap up the segment. There we go. We finished it. Congratulations.
Because they don't have a direction. They don't have a coach. Their owner is god awful and not liked and unaccountable. And I would say I'd like to drink her tears, but they probably taste like vinegar. And it's just they have no direction.
He went out of his way for that one.
They have no direction whatsoever. It doesn't break my heart, obviously, but it's just to be completely honest and give respect, that organization traditionally has been better than that. And they don't deserve, and no team deserves to be that directionless, that rudderless.
Yeah, it's interesting. I heard the guys in the morning show talking about the Jeffrey Simmons mm-hmm. and how, should they have traded him at the deadline. And I think, Seth, I get where he was getting to with the idea of teams turn around so quickly from looking like maybe they're awful to mm-hmm. looking like they can really contend in the modern NFL. And I completely agree with him on that point. The problem is the Titans have already started. Like, they sold off so many pieces, some younger than Jeffrey Simmons. In fact, mm-hmm. a lot of them younger than where Jeffrey mm-hmm. Simmons is to try and recuperate talent. I don't think that they'll be back to being any level of good really quickly, really soon.
What's the leadership?
Leadership is a question. Yeah. They do have a new general manager that does seem like he might have a better opportunity at being good. Mm-hmm. We'll see what head coach they hire, because that also has a big impact. But one of those big things is, do you think that they have a franchise quarterback? And looking at Cam Ward, is it hard to make that decision right now considering what's around him, or do you feel like you can maybe see this thing out a little bit?
That probably bothers me more than anything, if just looking at the Titans, because I really want to like Cam Ward. I think he's just
West Columbia. What's happening, man?
West Columbia, great story. The way he came up, from truly like nothing, in terms of football pedigree and all that.
Yeah, University of Incarnate Word, San Antonio to what was it, Oregon State?
Yep.
Was it?
Yep.
And then ends up, or no, not Arizona Oregon State, Washington State, right?
Washington State. Yeah, Washington.
But and then he ends up at Miami.
I really want to see him have success. Obviously, except for the obvious thing at Tennessee, but he seems like a great guy too. All that stuff, but I don't think. And Seth's right. It can change overnight. We see it every year. And, one player or two players can make a world of difference. But, boy, you have to have a lot more things in place just to get to that point, starting with a coach and an ownership willing to do the right thing, and a roster that can at least be complementary. Like, it's heartbreaking in a way for, Simmons, because, he's not getting any younger, and it's going to be more than 1 year for him.
Yeah. The thing about looking at Cam Ward in particular in that game, all through the game, Clint was making a point like he's the type of player who's going to make a throw, and eventually you see mm-hmm. the big play to Chigakonkwo. I talked to you about this in the break, but I guess I should mention it. I was kind of impressed, or not even impressed. I was really frustrated as I was watching it in real time, the way that this defense just continued to concede the flats, those mm-hmm. spaces. And just Cam Ward could just get the ball out quickly those places. But it felt like it was the right thing to do when you watch the entirety of the game, because they just dare. Hey, we're daring you, Cam Ward, as a rookie quarterback. Can you consistently make the right decision? Mm-hmm. And then when we get to the point where we need to lock it down, we'll press up on you, and then we'll apply that pressure, and they ultimately got home. Mm-hmm. Cam doesn't have weapons, as 6-3-1 mentioned.
And lost weapons.
Lost weapons as that game went long. Chimera Dike leaves, and then Cam Ward, Calvin Ridley, who might be done for the year for them. And the offensive line isn't that good. So there's probably time to remain to figure out if he's good or if he's going to be mm-hmm. the guy that could be a nuisance for the Texans in the future. I'm still leaning towards no, even especially because of the circumstances.
I really don't know.
I think that's the type of stuff that can ruin a quarterback.
Yeah, it is. But I want to cheer for him. I want him to have success. But I think it's way too early, given what he's surrounded with, especially offensive line. I mean, changing and coordinators and play calls and all that. It's a long way. It's still a little early to decide on him, I think.
Yeah, but at least for the very easy thing I say, you're done with them from the year, and I don't see them being a real nuisance next year either. Yeah. Like maybe you get a head coach in there that can immediately get you a little bit of a bump and make it look interesting. Mm-hmm. But it feels like that Tennessee team is not going to be really on you at least for another season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.